A last-minute glitch will likely delay the results of Maine's first ranked choice voting election until tomorrow. State election officials told reporters that some digitally scanned ballots submitted by about a half dozen towns could not be read by the software that's used to tally the votes. Chief political correspondent Steve Missler's been monitoring the process since it began last week. He is here to explain the latest developments. Steve, last week you reported that ballots from more than 500 cities and towns were being shipped to a central counting facility in Augusta and scanned into the counting software. And last week it looked like things might proceed fairly quickly. By early this week, we might have some kind of answer. What happened?
So as you just noted, the process entails taking all the ballots from the 500-plus municipalities and scanning them into the counting software. And many, if not most, towns use paper ballots, which are then fed into a high-speed scanner and into that same software. That process seems to have occurred without too much trouble. But some towns actually scan the ballots on-site and then downloaded digital copies onto small hard drives that could be plugged into that counting system. But for at least five towns that attempted to save the state a step, the drives they shipped to Augusta were either corrupted or the ballots that contained therein could not be read by that counting software. And that meant that the state had to send out plainclothes detectives today to retrieve those ballots from those towns.
And where do things stand now?
Well, at the moment, the state is in possession of all those ballots that they retrieved today and all the ballots that they've retrieved throughout this whole process. But at this point, it's looking like they'll delay the actual count until Wednesday. Now, the scanning process is very quick. Even though there was a delay in getting these ballots today, it just pushed back the certification process. And that's the real time-consuming part of this whole count. In a normal election, the state has about 20 days to certify the results of election. But with ranked choice voting, they have to do it at the same time that they're preparing the runoff tabulation. And so the state election officials are being asked to do this in a very condensed window of time. And because this is Maine's first go at ranked choice voting, there's a lot of scrutiny and a lot of pressure on state officials to get it right. That means they're going to have to be very deliberate.
And we are really just waiting here to get the results from that seven-way Democratic gubernatorial primary, correct?
There's that race and the three-way Democratic primary for the second congressional district, too. Although we're probably just waiting to confirm that Assistant House Leader Jared Golden won a majority after the first count, which is what we saw on election night. Remember, the idea behind ranking candidates in order of preference in this system, rather than picking just one, is that the election will produce a majority winner, not just get the most votes. So if a candidate receives a majority of first place votes on election night, there's no need to go into that runoff process that we're waiting for now. And it seems likely that Golden will avoid the runoff, but his margin was close enough that the state has to verify that. That's not the case with Republican gubernatorial candidate Sean Moody, who unquestionably won the outright majority last Tuesday, which is why he was able to hold a unity rally at the state house today. But for the seven Democrats hoping to take on Moody in November, it's a waiting game. Attorney General Janet Mills and combat veteran and attorney Adam Cody finished first and second, respectively, on election night, but neither was really close to a majority. We're likely looking at a couple of runoff rounds to see if either one of them can get over the top.
And are you getting a sense the candidates are getting frustrated with the waiting?
Well, they're not griping about it publicly, and that makes sense given that it's the Democrats who are waiting and it's the Democrats who have embraced ranked choice voting. So it would be pretty weird for them to start criticizing it now when it's been widely known that this process is going to take some time. That's not to say they're not harboring feelings of impatience or irritation. They're just not showing it. And ironically, it was Republicans who had all sorts of gloomy forecasts about delays and chaos with this system. Yet here they were today at the State House under a virtually cloudless sky, celebrating Moody's outright victory while relishing the fact that Democrats still don't know who their candidate for governor is.
Okay, well, that wait could end tomorrow, maybe. Thanks for the update, Steve.
You're very welcome.